Maury O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. We had Mike Rogers on the show, top of the nine this morning. But one question I asked him, and he's a former head of the House Intelligence Committee, Rory, and also FBI law enforcement member of Congress, but he's pretty smart on the intelligence stuff. One of the questions that has been asked this weekend, what if we had a spy balloon? What if the United States had a spy balloon that drifted into Chinese airspace? And he said they would have shot it down in 30 seconds. Now, that doesn't make it right.
You know, Congress is going to get a briefing tomorrow, but I think the most common question will be, why didn't you shoot this down over Alaska before it even got this close? And, you know, we've got conflicting information about how long this program has been underway, whether or not we saw balloons over Texas and Florida, or how close they got. Some real questions about a timeline. We want dates, times, locations. We'll see if the Pentagon is willing to share that information about what it knows about this surveillance program.
And it's interesting. I don't want to get into the politics of this, Rory, but inevitably, even though the military, and I do have complete confidence, I have a real faith in our military, regardless of the administration, I think we ended up, you know, typically, hopefully end up doing the right thing. But what are the politics of this coming out of the weekend? I mean, the president's going into a big week. Sources are saying he is planning to run again, but you know, a lot of people feel that this went on too long, and a lot of people, you know, Schumer and others saying, well, the administration exercised patience. But what are the politics of this thing?
Well, it just feeds into the narrative that a lot of Republicans have been using to build against President Biden, that he's slow up to the trigger, you know, not really on top of issues. And I think that it just feeds into more of that. We'll see how he addresses it at the State of the Union tomorrow night. I'm guessing it will just be part of a larger discussion about China and the and how it is stepping up to be our world rival right now. But again, I think Republicans are using it to say it's just another example of the Biden administration being slow to respond to international threats.
Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.